This is the New England Patriots Roster Report podcast on Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut?
I resign.
We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad?
I was so wrong.
Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report podcast is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May the 2nd here, as we come one day closer to the 2014 NFL Draft. We're back here for another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast. And while most people are indeed focusing on the NFL Draft, the Patriots are still doing some work elsewhere. And this week, Paul Perillo.
The Saints aren't necessarily focusing on
No, the Saints are focused on fun in Vegas, and good luck with them.
But I digress.
Yeah, Rob Ryan, you never know. Maybe he'll, like, go to Vegas and get his hair cut. Just, like, be drunk and some people get married, he gets his hair cut or something. Right?
Yeah, who knows?
Patriots, work other than the draft, hosted, reportedly, Dustin Keller, the former Jets and Dolphins tight end this week. Maybe he's going to continue to make his way through the AFC East. Obviously, a former first-round pick of the Jets, very productive player for them for 5 years. And he actually was very healthy and durable the first 4 years of his career, played all 16 games, and caught somewhere in the range of 45 to 65 passes in those 4 years. Was consistently a 40 plus catch guy.
Nice player. I like
couple him. Five touchdown seasons. Then he got a little banged up his final year there, and then in his first preseason in Miami, got a lot banged up by DJ Swearinger last preseason. Took out his knee, dislocated his knee, tore three ligaments in said knee, never played, obviously, for the Dolphins last year, is a free agent because he signed a one-year deal last year in Miami, and is now making the free agent rounds. And there was a stop this week in New England, 6'2", 255 pounds, 29 years old, Paul. And all of that means nothing if the three ligaments aren't really, you know, back and functioning and attached.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the key to this, and I would think that the Patriots probably had as much going on with Keller medically as anything else, and they want to make sure that he checks out. We'll see what happens in terms of if they think it's a fit. But there was a report we should mention. I think it was the Boston Herald, but it was a local report here that indicated that, according to a source, you know, the ever popular unnamed source, that physically he checked out okay. They were happy with him physically. So, no.
Yeah, his agent has been quoted in the past as saying he's, quote, ready to go.
Yeah, no
you know,
contract.
Agents, they're never promoting their own interests.
Well, I don't see why they would. I don't really see what they stand to gain. But no contract to report as of yet, but clearly there's some interest there on the Patriots' part.
And what, if they were to sign a guy like Keller, what impact would that have on the position? Because you and I have spent a lot of time debating as Rob Gronkowski comes back from his own ACL injury, you know, may or may not be ready to start the season, may or may not end up on PUP.
Right.
Michael Aominawa-Nui re-signed. I think most people would like to slot him in as the number three tight end. Unfortunately, right now he's your number two or maybe number one tight end. You have DJ Williams on the roster, probably not really a factor as you move towards actual regular season action. If they were to sign a guy like Dustin Keller, who is experienced but has an injury, does that change where that need is? You know, I've said I think you need to find a legitimate option at tight end in the first or second round. You're not quite as high on it as I am.
Right.
What would the Keller addition a week before the draft or potential addition down the road do to drafting?
Yeah, it's funny. I think you just characterized our differences perfectly, but in terms of the draft, my feelings wouldn't change.
Mine wouldn't either.
You would probably still think they need a first or second rounder. I still think they need probably somewhere in the middle,
right,
middle rounds. I think they need a young tight end to bring into the program and sort of get up to speed, because I don't think that Keller, even if he checks out physically and you get something out of him, long term, I don't think he's the guy. Gronkowski, long term, I don't think is the future, because I just think that you're seeing wear and tear on a consistent basis. So they're going to need to turn it over. I just don't think that you need to invest as high a resource in that backup as you do. That's our only difference. But to me, I would, on one hand, I would love the Keller signing if they were able to pull that off. On the other hand, I don't think that eliminates the need to to draft a tight end.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't alter much in my thinking either, and I would stay as a pretty high need first, second round type. Seferian, Jenkins, Amaro, some of these names, Fedorowicz that we've heard thrown around out there might be intriguing. But I do think Keller himself is and would be intriguing because of what we've seen on a first-hand basis. There's been times over the years where he's given the Patriots certainly some trouble in the middle of the field and made some plays. And just the fact that he's a proven pass catcher. And we saw last year when Gronk was out, they didn't have a proven pass catcher of any type. They just couldn't get anything out of the tight end position. So I think it's one of those intriguing visits and, you know, the potential to buy low and hope high. You know, they've done it a million times.
It'd be a good move, and some of them haven't panned out, but you don't lose anything.
Right. Kellen Winslow doesn't work. He's gone in a week. You know, these guys that have these hellacious injuries, and you take a chance on it. Jake Ballard, they've done it at tight end quite a bit. And, you know, Jake Ballard didn't work.
Shanko.
So, you know, Dustin Keller, big name, former enemy on a couple of different teams. Well, I guess he never was technically an enemy on the Dolphins because he never got to play.
You know, it's a total aside, but you look back at that. He is a guy who had success as a Jet against the Patriots, what he might have meant to the Dolphins last year. The Dolphins were hanging around the periphery of the playoffs at 8-6 late in the season. They lost their last two games. You know, maybe they're 10-6 and in the playoffs if Keller didn't get hurt.
But that's about all we got going on this week, Paul Perillo. No other moves of note, visits of note. Still no news on Will Smith or Michael Bush or some of the guys that have made their ways visits through Foxborough, and now everybody just turning their attention to, I guess it's 6 days from now, Paul Perillo, May 8th, 8 o'clock, NFL Network, ESPN, no live tweeting of picks from those outlets. The Patriots and all the other 31 teams will get a chance to stock up on talent as the three-day draft begins. And the day after that, we'll be back with another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast, where I cannot guarantee we'll be talking about a new player, because if Belichick draft would trade down and out, we wouldn't necessarily have added anybody by that time. But stay tuned. All the information, draft and free agent-wise, right here on Patriots.com. Audio, video, text, podcasts. We got it all. Until then, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.